Tayo po ay tumunghay sa salita ng Panginoon na mayroon pong tigib na paghihintay sa Kanya at pagtanggap sa Kanya na may kagalakan. Muli po tayo ay dumako sa Kanyang presensya at hilingin po ang tulong ng Banal na Espiritu upang tayo ay ganap na maging learners, disciples of His words. Hallelujah, God, we bless Your name today. We thank You that You keep us under Your wings and You keep us safe, secured, and steady, Lord God, with Your words as our light and our lamp unto our feet. Guide us, O Holy Spirit, and be with us the rest of our discussion, the rest of our sharing, and let Your name be glorified alone, Jesus. This is our worship and prayer in Your name alone, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. We usually ask or use the phrase na po na, mayroon ka bang personal na relasyon kay Jesus? Ayan. So, tinitingnan natin ang bawat kasama natin sa church or kaya po tayo mismo, natatanong po tayo, no, ng mga kapitbahay o kaya mga kaibigan, mayroon nga bang ikaw na personal na relasyon kay Jesus? Alam niyo daw po itong phrase na ito na personal relationship with Jesus, ay wala daw po tayo makikita na mga katagang ito sa Biblia. But instead, we need to rephrase the question na instead of asking, do you have personal relationship with Jesus? Ay dapat daw po nating matamang tanungin na, what is the true nature of your relationship to Jesus? Ano nga ba ang tunay na likas o kahulugan ng iyong relasyon kay Jesus? Ayan. So, more than the title, more than the placing of our relationship with the Lord, is titingnan po natin ngayon ang lalim po nito, ang realidad ng ating pakikipag-isa kay Kristo. Ano nga bang significance nito? Ano nga bang weight, gravity, ng meaning at ng katotohanan ng pakikipag-isa natin sa Panginoong Jesus? Alam niyo po, the Bible, no? Ito pong salita ng Panginoon, napaka-interesting and empowering to read on because it helps us to po by giving series of analogies kung paano nga ang ating relasyon sa Panginoon ay maikukumpara ang relasyon ng isang mananampalataya sa kanyang Panginoon. And here in this book, now we see a lot of analogies like the relationship of a sheep to a shepherd, a child to a father, a subject and a king, a slave and a master, body and its head. Metaphor po yan, paghahambing o paghahalintulad. And they all convey some aspects of our relationship to the Lord. It is a picture of shared life, shared characteristics. At ngayong umaga na ito, ngayong araw po na ito, itutuloy po natin ang ating pag-aaral in the book of John. Nasa John chapter 15 na po tayo. Meron din pong isang pag-analogize or paghahambing ng ating relasyon sa Panginoon. And we can define this by looking at the analogy between branches and a vine. Ayan. Ang mga sanga at ang puno. Ayun. So, tingnan lang po natin ang mga salita ng Panginoon in John chapter 15, 1 to 11. Atin pong matamang basahin. Pagkatapos po nito ay mayroon tayong quiz. Ayan. So, let's take a look at the text. John 15, 1 to 11. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. To God be the glory as we read his blessed words. Ito na po ang ating quiz, number one. Ayan. How many times does the word abide mentioned? Mula po sa 11 talatang ating binasa, ilang beses po binanggit ang salitang abide? Okay? 1, 2, 3, go! Cue in your answer in the comment box. Ilang beses po nabanggit ang salitang abide or abides. All right. So thank you very much for those who have shared your answer. Yes, the correct answer is 10. 10 times. Among the 11 verses po na ito, 10 beses na binanggit ang salitang abide or abides. Sa NIV, ang salita pong abide is remain. Sa Tagalog ay manatili. Yan. Alam niyo po dito sa ating mga salita po ng Panginoon na nakita, meron pong 4 na identities. There are 4 identities mentioned in the text. Let's take a look at them one by one. In verses 1 to 2, there is the vine, the true vine, who is Jesus. Number 2, the vine dresser, who is our Father, the Heavenly Father, our God, through Christ working with people. And there are 2 kinds of branches. The branch that does not bear fruit and the branch that does bear fruit. So tandaan po natin ang 4 identities po na ito in the text. Nabanggit po ni Pastor Al kanina ang context ng John chapter 15. Akalain po ninyo yun na kinabukasan po nito ng pangyayaring ito ay ipapako na ang Panginoong Jesus. Subalit, he was never limited, no, with the things about to happen to him, kahit na nakakatakot, no, and he really spent quality time with his disciples. At isa po itong teaching ng Panginoon na talagang very empowering as he departs from the disciples' presence, no, sa kanilang fellowship. Talaga po ibibigay na niya ang buhay niya dun sa Cruz, nandun pa po ang pagsasalita ng Panginoon ng napakahalagang mga kataga. Jesus was directing the message to his disciples saying, abide in me, you abide in me, as I abide in the Lord, in God, in my Father. This is a very personal conversation among his disciples using the pronoun I, me, you. Talaga pong very intimate. Pero sa time na to, 11 na lang po sila. Because Judas had been dismissed, no, dun sa upper room Thursday night. At talaga pong trinabaho na po niya ang pag-betray kay Jesus. Judas was exposed. His heart had been exposed to Jesus and to the rest of the disciples. Judas let Satan entered to his life, to his heart. And yun na nga po, he had gone to set out the details for the betrayal of Jesus, the arrest of Jesus. You know, Judas is the branch that doesn't stay. Judas is the branch that doesn't remain. Judas is the branch that doesn't abide. And kung mapapagmasdan po natin for 3 years, these 12 disciples, balikan po natin, kasama pa si Judas noon, they were all attached visibly to Jesus. Grabe, iniwan po nila ang kanilang mga trabaho, marahil ang kanila ring mga pamilya, and they all walked with Jesus. They were all attached to Jesus. Judas was also attached to Jesus. But his attachment was superficial. Superficial in a sense na wala talagang buhay. At naging obvious nga po ang superficiality ni Judas doon sa larangan ng pera. At eventually, it led him to betray Jesus. Gayun din po sa atin, maaring masabi natin na Christian tayo, umattend tayo sa ganong church, nagbabasa tayo ng Biblia, we go to the life group, but yes, we profess that we are Christians, but our life does not manifest the power and the very essence of Jesus' life in us. And kung babalikan din po natin ang mga stories, Judas was not the only one who loved Jesus. Many abandoned Jesus. Kita po natin yan sa series John chapter 2, 6, 8, 12, and 13. Kitang-kita po natin ang iba't ibang uri ng mga tao who followed Jesus, who attached themselves to Jesus, yet at the end of the day, they decided to leave, to abandon Jesus. Alam niyo po, itinuloy ni John, Apostle John, ang description ng mga umiwan kay Jesus. In 1 John chapter 2, verses 19 and 24. Diba si Apostle John, nagkaroon din siya ng church, nagpastor din siya eh. Pero yung kanyang experience mula sa up close and personal na discipleship niya kay Jesus, and then eventually siya na din naman ang naging disciple maker. Tingnan po natin yung kanyang testimony at how he had written, no, yung talagang totoong nangyari sa mga sumusunod sa Panginoon with superficiality. Sabi po niya sa verse 19 ng 1 John chapter 2, they went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belong to us. As for you, see that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you also will remain in the Son and in the Father. Grabe po ang reception, ang pagtanggap ni Apostle John sa salita ng Panginoon nito in John chapter 15. Na-receive po very well and naging rooted po si Apostle John sa teaching ng Panginoong Jesus sa kanila that you abide in me, remain in me. And therefore, after many years that had passed, ito na po si John ang nagsasabi. Sabi niya, you also will remain in the Son and in the Father if you really will remain. Hindi ka lang mananatili dito sa fellowship. Hindi ka lang mananatili sa title mo na Christian. Hindi ka lang mananatili sa title mo that you go to this church. But you really remain in the Son and in the Father. And that's the essence of discovering the truth and applying the truth. That when you discover it, wow, no, you apply it and now you benefit the truth. At nakita po natin hanggang dulo ng buhay ni Apostle John, he remained in Jesus. Hindi po niya iniwan ang Panginoon. There is this command, abide in me. It is a strong word, abide in me. Hindi po ito pakiusap. hindi po ito parang paghihimok sa atin na please naman, samahan mo naman ako. Please naman, huwag mo akong iwanan. Please naman, stay with me. Sa panahon po natin ngayon, maraming nagpo-fall away from love. Magugulat ka na lang, sasabihin sa'yo na hiwalay na tayo, di na kita mahal. I-work out natin, sige na. Give me another chance. And then the person will say, wala na, ayoko na eh. Why? Kasi wala na yung love. Wala na. I don't want to stay anymore. Diba? Ganun na yung pag-ibigan ngayon. Ganun na ang relasyon ngayon. But this, abide in me, is not like that na nakikiusap ang Panginoon sa atin na, sige na, please naman, you abide in me. O, wala pong ganun. It is a command. Abide in me. According po sa mga napakinggan ko, yun daw pong abide is galing daw po sa Greek word na meno. Ibig po sabihin is to stay, to remain, do not leave. Do not forsake God. Do not walk away. Do not do what Judas did. Do not do what other Judases would do. Meno means persevering, perseverance of the saints. Many had gone away. Many had fallen away from the love, from the relationship. At nakakatakot din, hindi lang po visibly nag-walk away sila sa Panginoon. Marami din ang attach sa Panginoon. Marami din ang nakadikit sa pangalan ng malalaking church. Marami din ang nakadikit sa pangalan ng Panginoong Jesus. Ngunit, the attachment is superficial. Ano nga po ba ang ibig sabihin ng abiding in Christ? Abide in me. And with this, I want to share with you the title of the message, Abiding in Christ. And let us discover three truths underlying this abiding in Christ. Number one, atin pong tingnan ang pundasyon, the foundational truth that abiding in Christ meant by union with Him. Ang pagkasinabi pong remaining in Christ, staying in Christ, abiding in Christ, ito po'y nangangahulugan ng aking pakikipag-isa kay Kristo. Kaya nga po ang tanong natin kanina, are you a Christian? Are you really professing Christian? Ano nga bang ibig sabihin pagka tinanong ka, Christian ka? Anong sasagot po natin? Oh yes, Christian ako. I go to Crossworld. Oy, Christian ako. I do life group. Oy, Christian ako. Naniniwala kaya ako sa Biblia? May praise and worship album kaya ako sa aking laptop? Sa aking cellphone. Christian ako. But you know what? Pagka po sinabing abiding in Christ, it meant, no, ito pinagpapakahulugan na ako'y kaisa ni Kristo. Kaya po, the baseline, the irreducible minimum with eternal infinite maximum significance of what does it mean to be a Christian? Yun po, if you abide in me, and I in you. What does it mean? God lives in you. The God, the Father, the God, the Holy Spirit, the God, the Son live in you. The triune God resides in you. And this is amazing. Kung makikita po natin may abiding in Christ, meant pala, my union with the Lord, my union with God the Father, my union with the Holy Spirit. Wow! Wala na pong hihigit na mga salita doon, ngunit napakalalim at bukal ng kayamanan ang kahulugan ng lahat ng ito. Ngayon, kung tatanungin ka, with this foundational truth that abiding in Christ meant my union with Him, tatanungin ka ngayon, are you a Christian? Yes. Why? What does it mean? Because Christ lives in me. I really love this Galatians 2:20 na lalong kuminang po ito nung kami ay nagkaroon ng women's encounter. Galatians 2:20, sabi doon, I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer lives, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Be a Galatians 2:20. That's true abiding in Christ. That's our foundation. That's the foundational truth. Abiding in Christ means you are a Christian. And when you say you are a Christian, you follow the Lord, it meant that you are one with Christ. The triune God lived in you. Amazing. Na kung paanong ang ating lupang katawan na ito, ang katawan natin na prone to wonder, prone to leaving the Lord, He chose to live in us. And that is the essence of abiding in Him. It means my unity, my union with Him, that He lives with me and I in Him. What would confirm our testimony to the world is the presence of God in us. Mga kapatid, wag po natin kakalimutan na ang tunay na magkukumpirma, ang tunay na magsasabi na ikaw talaga ay Kristiyano, hindi po sa ating sinasabi lamang, kung hindi higit sa lahat, when we see the presence of God. So, what would confirm our testimony to the world is the presence of God inside. The presence of God in us. Kaya po, yung mga kaalab po natin dyan, like po silang binibiro at talagang may pakahulugan din po, seryoso yun. Yung mga sinasabing, hi Kuya Pogi. Pogi po talaga because presence of God inside. Para sa mga babae, no? Presence of God inside. Pogi pa rin po tayo in the Lord. This confirms our testimony. Today, let us thank the Lord that He chose us to be His vessel. That He chose us, no, to reside in us. Alam niyo po yun, yung union natin sa Panginoon ay mayroong dalawang elemento. In John chapter 1, verse 12, to all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. Akalain niyo po iyon. No? Sa atin pong pakikipag-isa sa Panginoon, kanina meron lang vine and branches, pero ngayon pinapakita niya yung analogy ng katotohanan na tayo ay anak ng Diyos. Tayo ay minahal at minamahal ng Diyos at binigyan niya tayo ng karapatan na maging anak ng Diyos. Kaya ang ating pakikipag-isa kay Kristo ay nangangahulugan ng ating pagtitiwala, paniniwala, pananampalataya na tayo ay binigyan ng karapatang maging anak niya. Becoming His children, that's the essence of salvation. The essence of salvation is not just going to heaven. The very essence of salvation is now you have become the child of God. You have this union, you have this relationship with the Lord. And not only the element of believing, but also the element of receiving. That makes our union with the Lord dynamic. John 6:35 says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Receiving Christ into the soul is not just, Lord, I receive you so that I can be exempted from hell and I can be translated into heaven. No, being united with Christ means I receive your ministry, Lord. I welcome you, I come to you, I trust you, I drink and I eat and I savor and I really enjoy and get nourished by you. You are my bread of life. You, Lord, in you, I will never go hungry, I will never go thirsty. My union with Christ means I am coming to the Lord and I am receiving continuously the ministry of the Lord. my union with the Lord has two elements. It's faith and obedience. It's faith, it's believing and receiving. Number two, truth is the fundamental truth in abiding. It is abiding in Christ means brings blessing. Verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Gustong-gusto po natin yung pangalawang phrase, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. It will be done for you. But before the promise, before the benefits comes, the connection comes, the attachment. Kaya po yung attachment natin, yung connection natin, yung abiding, remaining, staying, coming to the Lord, receiving the fullness of His presence in us, it brings true blessing. And what are the blessings that flow from Jesus? Tatlong bagay po ang binanggit niya. John chapter 15 verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. His words flow to us. His words that serve as our life, light, strength, nourishment, rebuke, correction, direction, everything, it flows. Number two, His love. Verse 9, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. The saving grace of Jesus. He gave His all. He loved us. And that's the redemptive power of the Lord. Yung pag-ibig niya na ibinuhos niya sa krus ng Kalbaryo, ibinigay niya ang lahat, mayroon pa ba na hindi niya kayang ibigay sa'yo? Romans 8:32 says, He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not along with Him graciously give us all things? Pero bakit nga ba hindi natin ito na i-experience? The abundant life, the blessed life, because we tend to go our way. We don't want to wait. We don't want the ways God leading us. And sometimes we resist the manner by which God is blessing us. But you know, this is the fundamental thing. If we continue to remain in Him, if we continue in relationship with the Lord, blessings will overflow. What kind of blessings? It's the spiritual blessing, the love that we need, the love that we are looking for, the satisfaction that we really seek in life. It's all in Him. And number three, the other blessing that flows from the Lord is joy. These things I have spoken to you that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. Marami po tayong kasiyahan at kasayahan dito sa lupa. Pero sabi nga po kanina, bakit nga ba ganun? You choose to rest, you choose to buy these things, you want to eat these things at nakukuha mo naman, subalit hindi ka pa rin nasisiyahan, nasasapatan, nagagalak. Why? Because it's the joy of the Lord alone that makes us full. Ang kagalakan lang ng Diyos ang nakakabusog. Ang kagalakan lang ng Diyos ang nakakapagbigay sa atin ng strength so that we can overcome the troubles of this world. John chapter 15 verse 9, inulit po niya ito, verse 11. I give you my joy so that your joy may be full. Because in John chapter 14, sinabi po ng Panginoong Jesus, in this world, you will have troubles. How many troubles? Many troubles. A lot of troubles. But don't be afraid. Take heart. Because I am with you. When I depart, the presence of the Holy Spirit will come. These are the things that flow when we abide in the Lord. Alam niyo po yung isang ginagawa nating formula. magbasa tayo ng Bible para tayo maligtas sa sumpa. O magpunta tayo sa LG, o kaya mag-offering tayo, o kaya gumawa tayo ng mabuti para i-bless tayo ni Lord. Our blessing does not depend on what we are doing or what we are about to do. Our blessing depends on what Jesus did on the cross. Pero kung tayo ay makikipag-isa sa ginawa ni Jesus at kay Jesus mismo, naturally, the blessings that are in Him will eventually flow to you effortlessly. Kaya the foundation is union with Christ. Kung sinasabi mong, I remain with the Lord, I abide in Him, then check your union with Him. Are you really one with Him? Does Christ really live in you? Does your life really following Jesus? At kung magkaisa kayo ng Panginoon, kaya nga sinasabi yung kung ano yung nourishment ng vine, yun ang tutugon sa branch. Kaya po these things na po will flow to us, His words, His love, and His joy. And number three, let us take a look at the factual truth. The factual evidence of abiding in Christ is bearing much fruits. Fruit bearing is the factual evidence of a true abiding in the Lord. It says here in verse 5, whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruits. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Think about fruits. Think about results. Think about outcome. Think about anything that you want to see in your life. Hindi po ito mangyayaring lahat kung hindi po tayo kaisa doon sa nagbibigay ng pagpapala. At kung hindi po tayo nananatili sa Kanya. Apart from Him, we are nothing and we can do nothing. Kaya tingnan po natin yung sequential process procedure po na ito so that we can bear much fruit. First, there is this foundational truth. Christ in me, I in Christ. There is union with Him. Fundamental, I am in a continual abiding in believing, receiving, obeying Him. And thus, I experience the wonderful eternal spiritual blessings I could ever have coming only from Him. And now we see, kung mayroon ka nito, talaga pong hindi maipagkakaila na talagang ikaw nga ay nananatili sa Panginoon. Ano po iyon? Anong evidence? It's fruit bearing. Let us take a look. Kung titignan po natin yung atin pong mga talata, kanina yung quiz po natin, question number one, ilang beses binanggit yung salitang abide or abides? So, from 11 verses, nakita natin the correct answer is 10. Ngayon naman, question number two, how many times does the word fruit or fruits were mentioned? Let's take a look at the text again. Though hindi na po natin ito babasahin, I want to show to you ilang beses nga po ito binanggit. Well, the word fruit or fruits were mentioned how many times? Let's take a look. 6 times. No? Grabe! 6 na beses. Para po mapapatang twister na po talaga ang game na ito, no? Pero sabi po dito, bakit nga ba paulit-ulit? Kasi may ibang mga pakahulugan o implikasyon ang pagkakabanggit ng salitang bunga o mga bunga. So what kind of fruits? Tingnan po muna natin. Ano ba yung binabanggit dito ni Jesus na fruits? Ayan, what kind of fruits? In Matthew chapter 7 verse 16, sabi ni Jesus, you will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs or from thistles? Ayan. So sabi dito ni Jesus, you will recognize them by their fruits. So, saan po nang gagaling yung grapes? So, syempre, sa vine. So, yung vine, magpuproduce ito ng ubas. yun. So, marirecognize natin ang katotohanan ng isang puno o ng isang sanga sa kanyang bunga. Philippians 1:11, ang sabi dito, may you always be filled with the fruit of your salvation, the righteous character produced in your life by Jesus Christ. For this will bring much glory and praise to God. Ano yung fruits natin? It's more than the doing. More than the action is who you are in the Lord. Your identity, your image, the fruit that is being transformed, transmitted into you is the very image of God. The life of Jesus, His Christ-likeness, His righteousness. And therefore, when we have the righteousness of God, when we have the heart of the Lord, when we have the likeness of Jesus in us, grabe po din, di ba? Magagawa din po natin yung puso niya. Magagawa din po natin yung pangarap ng Panginoon. Kaya nga ang sabi niya sa mga disciples, greater things you would do than what I did. No, if we abide in the Lord, we can do greater things. That's how much the importance of the fruits of righteousness, Christ-likeness, be evident po sa atin. So, bottom line, how do we know that this person is a disciple of the Lord? Look at his fruits. Ano yung fruit na yon? It's not how much he gives, it's not how much he does, but how much he lives like Jesus. Tatlong bagay ang kinukumpirma ng bunga. Number one, kinukumpirma niya ang pakikipag-isa natin kay Kristo. With or without fruit? That's the question. Sabi po niya sa verses 1 and 2, I am the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. So, sinasabi natin, ako'y kaisa ni Lord. Ako'y Kristiyan mo. Ako'y naatin sa ganyan. Ako'y leader, ako'y pastor. O sige, tingnan natin, may bunga o wala. Anong ginagawa ni Lord dun sa walang bunga? Tinatanggal. Anong ginagawa niya sa may bunga? Dinidisiplina. So, tingnan po natin ang ating mga sarili as we say we are attached with Jesus, as we are one with the Lord. Do we have fruit or without fruit? Ngayon ang tanong, paano yun? Ibig ba sabihin nung walang fruit, yung taking away? If anyone doesn't bear fruit, he's taken away. Ibig ba sabihin nun, nawawala yung kaligtasan natin? No. Hindi po mawawala ang kaligtasan natin. As Jesus had promised in John chapter 10, 28 to 29, allow me to read this and mark this on your Bible. John 10, 28, 29. Jesus said, I give them eternal life and they will never perish and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. Grabe po ang declaration ng Panginoon. Pagka totoo tayong kumikilala sa Panginoon, totoo tayong kaisa ng Diyos, ng Triune God lives in us, sabi po dito, He's bending over backwards saying, wow, when I choose someone for myself and they hear my voice and take them to be my sheep and my children, that settles everything. That would never, ever change. Pero paano po yun? Sabi doon, bakit nga ba may nangawawala? Kung hindi nawawala ang kaligtasan ng Panginoon, because you are truly, authentically received Him and lived under His leadership. Kaya yung binasa ko po kanina in 1 John chapter 2 verse 19, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued. That is, remained or abided with us. So, but they went out, sabi po ni John, that it might become plain that they are all not of us. So, sino yung mga nangawawala? Yun yung hindi totoo kumikilala sa kaharian at paghahari ng Diyos. Hindi talaga totoong tumanggap. Hindi talaga totoong nanatili. Superficial, external attachment, fake, fraud, ang kanilang pagsasabi na sila ay tumanggap kay Kristo. Kaya may nangawawala. Kaya may hindi nakakapagpatuloy because their attachment is fake, external only. So, let's take a look at number two, our fruit, our attachment with Christ, no? Ay pinapakita po dito yung deep or superficial. Ayan. Yung fruit nagko-confirm ng totoong pagkadikit natin sa Panginoon. Yung attachment natin, yung kanina, yung union natin, no? Yung pakikipag-isa mo kay Kristo. Sabi doon, with or without fruit. Yan. Ngayon, yung attachment naman natin, yung continuing abiding natin sa Panginoon. Deep ba or superficial? When it comes to the word deep, binanggit po natin kanina, na bakit siya nagiging deep? Bakit nagiging deep yung attachment mo? Kasi you believe that you are a child of God. You believe that you are one with Him. And therefore, you receive. You receive. You receive what? You receive the word. You receive the love. You receive the joy. Kaya pagka hindi na tayo nagre-receive, hindi tayo nag-aaral, wala tayong discipline of study, wala tayong discipline of surrender, wala lang, lumalakad ka lang doon sa Christian life mo, sa paraang gusto mo, you will fall on the trap of becoming superficial Christian. But there is this deep, authentic disciples who are thirsty, hungry, depending, remaining, abiding, eating, feasting on the table of the Lord. Abide in me and I in you as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself. Hindi tayo makakapag-produce kung wala tayong nourishment, wala tayong guidance, wala tayong instruction. Hindi tayo nagtatanong, hindi tayo nakikinig, ra-ra-ra, go-go-go lang. At ang matindi, go-go ka kung kailan mo gusto. We lack discipline, we lack abiding, we lack remaining. Sabi dito, unless it abides in the vine, neither you, unless you abide in me, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he is that bears much fruit. From apart from me, you can do nothing. Of course, without any, kumbaga wala na pong duda, gusto po talaga nating magkabunga. Bakit naman po hindi? Tama po ba? Kaya lang ang tanong, bakit nga ba wala tayong bunga? Yun, balikan natin. Ang bunga kasi ay nagpapakilala, nagkukumpirma ng iyong pagkadikit kay Jesus. Ang pagkadikit mo ba'y malalim? O nakaglue lang? Pangatlo, sabi dito, ang bunga na ito ay nagkukumpirma ng atin pong pananatili. At yung pananatili ba natin, true or false? By this, my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. Ang fruit or fruits ang mag-prove ng ating authenticity. Tatlong bagay ang kinumpirma ng bunga at mga bunga. Ang iyo bang pagkakaisa kay Kristo ay may bunga o wala? Ang iyo bang pagkakadikit kay Kristo, ang iyo bang pagsunod sa Kanya ay mayroon pong tinatawag na deep or depth of faith and obedience or superficial lang? Pangatlo, ito na, ang bunga ay nagpapakilala kung totoo o hindi. True or false? Is your life true? or false? Fruit is a distinctive mark that we are truly Christ's disciples. Well, the whole design of our not being the vine. Hindi po tayo yung vine. Ito po ang totoong disenyo. Hindi po tayo yung vines si Jesus po, Lord. At tayo po ay mga branches lang, grafted into the vine. At ang ating purpose is to give glory unto the Lord. That's why when you truly are fruitful to God, to our abiding in the Lord, that gives glory to God. So, kung titingnan po natin ang buong disenyo, sabi doon, nandiyan ang vine, nandiyan ang vine dresser, nandito ang dalawang branches, yung isang branch may fruits, yung isang branch wala. Lahat po ng ito ay nakadepende sa vine dresser. Ang disenyo po na ito ay nakaakda doon sa kaisipan at kamay ng ating Ama. He is the vine dresser. At si Jesus, siya po yung ating vine. Sa kanya nanggagaling ang dugo, nananalaytay ang tagumpay ang lahat ng pagpapala. And therefore, kung tayo katugon sa vine dresser, kung tayo katugon sa vine, wow! We give the glory to the Lord and He alone receives the glory. Tingnan lang po natin itong tatlong larawan na ito, the degree of fruit bearing and the processes of fruit bearing. Verse 2, it says, "And every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes to bear more fruits. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so that you prove to be my disciples." Ano pong klaseng prutas o bunga ang binanggit dito? Question number 3, para po sa ating quiz. There are 3 degrees of fruit bearing here in verses 2 and 8. Ano po yun? Number 1, fruit. Number 2, more fruits. And number 3, much fruit. Kanina, gusto natin of course magkabunga. Pero alam niyo po, ang nakakapagbigay ng kaluwalhatian sa Panginoon, yung much fruit. So this is the question. In between fruit to more fruits, parang gusto mo, bunga ka na, dahil nakatikip ka kay Kristo, no, dahil you're one with the Lord, yun, nababago ka. Nababago ka. Kaya lang, sabi ng Panginoon, hindi ka lang mabago. Mabago ka lubusan. Yung hindi po yung, uy, nabago ako, pero isang bagay na akin na pagtagumpayan, purihin ng Panginoon. Pero ang sabi ng Panginoon, lubos, complete, so that your joy may be full, so that you will receive my love. And what is that love? The redemptive love of the Lord at the cross. That's the extent of His love. Ngayon sabi dun, kung gusto po natin talagang magkaroon ng much fruit, hindi lang yung nabago ako sa isang aspeto ng buhay ko. And the other things, hindi ko na ipapabago sa Panginoon. Yun, naiintindihan na niya yun. It takes time. Sabi niya, it's complete. It's everything. No? And not only that, talaga pong dami. Fruit, more fruits, much fruit. So babalik tayo, meron ka ng pagbabago ngayon? Meron ka ng nagagawa para sa Panginoon? Nasusundan mo na siya. That's your fruit. Praise God. Kaya lang sabi ng Panginoon, more fruits. That's growing, maturing. Paano gagawin ng Panginoon? He is the vine dresser. He has the design. He has the authority. He has the power. So sabi doon, ipuprune ka. So ikakot ka. Alam niyo po yun? Ang sabi po ng verse, it is God Himself who will prune us. Kaya huwag niyo pong sasabihin na, ay, sinasaktan ako ni Pastor. O, this person keeps on hurting me. Bakit niya ako inaapi? Bakit niya ako sinasaktan? Sobra na ako sinasaktan ng tao na to. Remember, wala naman pong makakasakit sa inyo kung hindi niyo po bibigyan ng permiso. Pero, on this side of the story, talaga pong ikakat yung branch, ipuprune. Merong ihihiwalay ang vine dresser. At sino yung vine dresser? si God. Ano po yung pruning? It's the discipline. Kaya when you are into discipline, take it everything from the vine dresser. Not telling na, oh, my pastor is hurting me. Oh, my leader is hurting me. Oh, my mother is hurting me. No. Take every process of discipline as from the Lord. And therefore, when we go through it, ang laging sinasabi po ni Paul, rejoice. Rejoice in every trial. Rejoice when discipline comes upon you. Listen, obey. Why? Because when we respond well in trials, that's the proof you are truly abiding in the Lord. Imagine niyo po yung design na to. Si God the Father, siya yung vine dresser. Si Jesus, siya yung vine. Sa kanya nananalaytay ang buhay. Ngayon, makapagmamalaki ba yung branch? Makapagmamalaki ba yung bunga kung tatanggalin? Ganun kaalayo ang ating agwat ng kapangyarihan at kalakasan when it comes to the picture of the vineyard. So, what else can we do but really surrender, but surrender in joy, surrender in thanksgiving, that God, my vine dresser, is pruning me, discipling me, disciplining me. For what purpose? So I can be more fruitful. But when your faith is proven, no, when your faith is proven, grabe po, ibig sabihin nun na natili ka. Hindi ka umalis sa gitna ng disiplina. Hindi ka umalis sa gitna ng pagtutuwid. Faith tested? Grabe po, it proves truly you are remaining in the Lord. At ang sabi doon, trials reveals the faults. Trials reveal the faults. Ang mga pagsubok, ilalabas niya yung mga mali sa'yo. Because faith cannot survive in the faults. Talagang lalabas, it collapses. Faith collapses in the false. Parang kumbaga, wala ka talagang katotohanan. Ayaw mong tanggapin yung katotohanan, ayun, pipiliin mo na lang umalis. Walk away. Leave the process. E tingnan mo lang, sinong iniiwan mo? Iniiwan mo yung vine dresser. Iniiwan mo yung vine. Kaya, at the end of the story, mayroong siga. Yung mga nagmalaki, yung mga natanggal, yung mga ayaw magpa-prune, napupunta po sa siga. In between more fruits to much fruit is the abiding. So kanina, dun sa fruit to more fruits, kailangan ng pruning. Ngayon naman, more fruits to much fruit, dito na ina-attest ang iyong abiding. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he is it that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Again, pagkatapos ng pruning or habang nasa pruning, nananatili ka, hindi ka umaayaw, hindi ka natitisod, hindi ka nag-escape, grabe po yung mangyayari. You will bear much fruit. And what is it? What does it mean when we bear much fruit? It means that you glorify God. It's simply saying, when I am in pruning, I am getting ready to glorify the Lord. Bakit nga ba ako na napuprune? Bakit nga ba ako na-discipline? Kasi merong hindi tama sa akin eh. Now I abide, mananatili ako doon sa pruning na yon. And therefore, you will receive much fruit. At the parable of the soil in Mark chapter 4, verse 20, but those that were sown on the good soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit. Kita po natin yung sequential. Kung tayo ay nakatanim sa good soil, tayo ay tumatanggap kay Jesus, siya ang ating mabuting lupa, doon tayo nakatanim sa kanyang presensya. Sabi doon, we hear His word, we accept it, we obey it, and then we bear fruit. Sabi doon, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Ilan po ang gusto ninyo? Of course, we want the hundredfold. Pero bakit mayroong kaibahan? Bakit mayroong kaibahan? Assumption here, because we can cease to keep the word. We can cease to love the Lord and we can cease to honor the Lord. Yan po ang mga nagagawa natin, di. Bakit hindi tayo nakakapag-bear ng much fruit? Again, from pruning to from more fruits to much fruit, ito po yung abiding. Yes, you have more fruits, pero wala pa yung much fruit. Bakit? Because in between you cease. In between you dishonor the Lord. In between you leave the word of God. Kaya po this restrict our fruit bearing. When we stop, when we went away our own way, by our own way, when we leave the presence of the Lord, this really will streak our fruit bearing. So the degree of fruitfulness depends upon the level of our abiding, continuing, remaining, staying. How do we do that? No human effort can do that. No human effort can give us fruits. Alam niyo po yun na kasanayan na rin po natin sa Crossroad na, oh, wala kang life group, sige, bibigyan kita. Alam niyo yun? Bibigyan kita ng life group member, bibigyan kita ng lugar, bibigyan kita ng place. Alam niyo po, ang dami na natin ganito, pwede sister, ikaw mag-lead ng outreach na ganun. Pwede sister, ikaw ang mag-lead sa ganitong mga tao na na-win ko doon sa lugar na yun. We give the fruits to them. But at the end of some time, nawawala yung fruits. Because it's not about the human effort. It's about your abiding in the Lord. How do you take the fruits coming from the Lord? How do you take care of the responsibility? And it is in abiding. Kaya balikan lang po natin para sa atin pong mga leaders. How often we were given chances to take care of the fruits that God is giving us. Pero nawala. Anong dahilan? Sinabi mo, ginawa ko naman ang lahat. Tinext ko, tinawagan ko, minessage ko, sinisinsong lang ako. Pero ang tanong, how are you? How is your heart? How are you abiding in the vine? The more you focus on Christ, the more fruitful you will become. The more you focus on yourself, the less fruitful you become. Yung pagka punong-puno ka ng takot, hesitation, punong-puno ka ng, alam niyo po yun, hindi tayo makahayo kasi lockdown, hindi natin magawa kasi quarantine. Nagulat na lang tayo. Malalim na ng palalim ang mga quarantine levels. Malalim na ng palalim ang mga lockdowns. At the end of the year, at the end of 2 years, wala tayong nagawa para sa Panginoon. Why? Because we are focused much on the limitations. We are focused much on the restriction. Pero sabi dito, the more you focus on Christ, the more fruitful you will become. And we are amazed how some and how many of our life group leaders really flourishing in the ministry during lockdown. Madami pa rin po ang nag-flourish and nag-bear ng much fruit even in pandemic. Why? Because they focus on the vine. They focus on the vine dresser. They allow themselves to be nourished, empowered, and to be led by the vine dresser whose blood of Jesus runneth over their lives and became really significant during this time of pandemic. Mga kapatid, let us not settle for just having fruits. Let us desire bearing much fruit, for it gives glory to the Lord. Let us desire bearing much fruit. Ang pagkakaroon ng bunga ay disenyo ng Diyos. Ang pagkakaroon ng maraming bunga ay gawain pa rin ng Diyos sa atin. Pero sabi doon, yung makapagyabong tayo ng napakarami, aming bunga. At nakita ng Diyos ang ating union with Him, abiding in Him, staying and remaining in Him. Grabe, it glorifies Him. Nawa makita ng Diyos sa ating mga buhay ang kanyang disenyo. And that is, we don't settle for less. Last IDMC Singapore, testimony po si Pastor Edmund Chan about the limiting connections that we have dahil nga po sa pandemic. But you know, ang testimony po niya, grabe po yung intentional disciple making churches global movement really became global. No po, Pastor Edmund Chan is being invited to global movements. Na like for example po dun sa global youth movement, 2 milyong mga kabataan po ang kanilang inaasahan na dumalo dun sa online po na yon na conference. Hindi po nila na shoot yung ano yung goal na 2 million. Because they had more than 2 million. 50 million youth across the world. Ganun po kadami yung mga naghahanap sa Panginoon. Ganun po kadami yung nangangailangan ng gabay. Kaya po, let us go global. Let us go beyond limitations. Let us bear fruits. At kung meron na tayong fruits, magpaayos tayo sa Panginoon. At sabihin natin, God, please, prune me, design me the way you want me to be. That would bear much fruit. Isang bagay yung kita mo na may pagbabago ka, pero isang bagay yung nakikita mo, yung pagbabago mo, yun talaga ang disenyo ng Diyos. At kapag yun talaga yung disenyo ng Diyos, hindi malayong ma-fulfill mo ang purpose mo. And what is our purpose? To glorify God. To give honor to Him. In closing, sabi po sa 2 Corinthians 3:18, sabi po ni Paul, and we all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. Grabe po, kanina pinag-uusapan lang natin at nakikita po natin sa picture natin kanina sa PowerPoint, isang vine, isang branch, at mga maliliit na bunga. But now take a look at this picture. It's a big, wide range of vineyard with the sun rising up. It means that tulog tayo, wala tayong ginagawa. It's the Holy Spirit who gives us sunshine. It's the Holy Spirit who gives us breath. It's the Holy Spirit who sustains us. It's the Holy Spirit who gives us life so that we can fulfill our purpose, and that is to glorify Him. At sana ngayon, simula ngayon, as we abide in the Lord, as we are one with Him, as we continue to abide in Him, ang sabi po doon, from one degree of glory to another. You have your fruit, that's the glory of the Lord. But go higher. Go and grow deeper into your connection with the Lord. At ang sabi doon, it is the power of the Holy Spirit who will transform us from glory to glory. And thus, when we have this glory, we give it all to God. We have something to give Him. We have something to offer unto Him. Today, to all our guests, sa mga bago po nating kasama, ang pagsama kay Kristo, ang pagsunod kay Kristo, ang pananatili kay Kristo, ito po ang magsisecure ng ating magpasawalang hanggang kaligtasan. It takes you to say, Jesus, I come to you. Jesus, you are the vine. God the Father, you are the divine dresser, Holy Spirit, you are the source of life. I come to you. I receive you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. From now on, I'm gonna walk with you. I'm gonna abide in you because you have everything that my life needs. And that is your word, your love, your joy. Receive him right now. And to those who are saying, oh yes, I am a Christian. Oh yes, Jesus lives in me and I in him. Now the question is, kamusta po ang inyong attachment? Is it deep or superficial? Is it true or false? Is it with or without fruit? Check our hearts. Let us have this desire to bear much fruit, for it gives glory to the Lord. Are you in pruning? Nasa discipline ka ba ngayon? What should be the response? Rejoice! Because the hand of the Lord is upon you right now, grafting you, pruning you, creating anew in you. You know, Crossroads Church is into pruning right now. Maraming inaayos ang Panginoon. Marami po siyang inaalis. Ano po ibig sabihin noon? Malulungkot ba tayo kung maraming inaayos at maraming inaalis ang Diyos? Maraming nire-reposition ng Panginoon? No, we don't feel sad when God prunes us as a church. We take joy because it meant for our much fruit bearing. There will gonna be deep fruits of righteousness in Crossroad. Amen. And with that, we receive his hands, divine dresser's hands, and divine power to sustain and to nourish us, and the Holy Spirit to give us life. And if this is your prayer, let us all together abide in him. Tayo po'y manalangin. Tayo po'y lumapit sa Diyos at talaga pong hingin ang kanyang patnubay. Panginoon, manatili nawa ako sa iyo mula ngayon hanggang dulo. Thank you, Heavenly Father, our vine dresser. Thank you, Jesus, our vine, who caused us to be blessed with heavenly blessings, especially your righteousness. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping us to abide, to remain, to stay in God's word, love, and joy. Today we pray for the spirit of abiding to be upon us. As we lift up Christ alone, exalt Christ, that we might find all our all is in him. That we might be able to say, Christ is all and all to me. Help us to bear much fruit. As we lost in wonder and praising the vision of Christ in all his beauty and glory, Holy Spirit, assure our hearts of salvation and assure us of our transforming power that we might be a people of much fruit that the world may see, know, and glorify you. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We enter into a great vineyard wherein God the Father is our vine dresser, whose vine nourishes us and the Holy Spirit sustaining us all. I want us to have a reflection time at I'm going to flash to you in the screen yun pong ating reflection question. And for a minute, tayo po'y manahimik sa presensya ng Panginoon responding to His words.